It's time for KCCU Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
Not-so-good housekeepers, rejoice. Dust may be good for us. An old study published in the New England Journal of Medicine suggested that germs and dust can protect children from developing allergies or asthma. The idea of dirt being good for children comes from a theory that early contact with some germs arm their immune systems against some allergic conditions in the same way vaccines protect against diseases. Research suggests that children who have pets from early on and are around other kids at daycare are less likely to get colds or allergies. When I was growing up, kids spent every free minute outdoors. There was a lot of dirt in northwestern Oklahoma, and we all played in it. There were few days the wind didn't blow, and when the wind blew, so did the dust, and few homes were insulated. And there wasn't a kid who didn't have at least one mongrel dog and a cat or two. My mother was one of those women who much preferred reading to dusting, and our house was clean top to bottom only when she was hostess for the Women's Club or the Ladies' Aid Missionary Society. Thinking back, some of the kids I remember as being sick more often did have mothers who must have subscribed to the cleanliness is next to godliness theory, the kind of mothers who never allowed us inside to play or eat after-school snacks. My own children certainly got off to a healthy start. As soon as our first child could sit up, his teenage uncles thought a puppy was a perfect plaything, and his grandpa took him for tractor rides. I wouldn't have been so nervous about it had I known he was building up immunities. One year we lived in three rooms in a rural teacherage that was little more than a shack with our two-year-old and his newborn brother. As I swept dust out the back door, it was swooping in the front door, the windows and walls. We moved to another school and rented an old bungalow on the edge of town. There were terrible dust storms, and when the wind blew, the wallpaper actually flapped. We scooped out dust bands of fine red dust. My three little boys spent a good part of their playtime in a permanent mud puddle between the house and the street. I have heard of housewives who move every piece of furniture on a regular schedule. I've always wished I was this kind of housekeeper when I'm searching under a bed or sofa for something and find nothing but a championship collection of dust bunnies. But when I read the headline, "Study shows a few dust bunnies in your house may actually help," I felt like a felon who's just heard a not guilty verdict, although I did wonder exactly how do you define few. The secret to good housekeeping is to find a headline that supports your shortcomings.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. You can listen to Slice of Life through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast platforms. Learn more by going to kccu.org.